Impact 103.
It's Drive 3 to 6 in your company on Impact 103. We're getting back into our legal talk, and in this case, we are talking all things wills and estates. Last week, we started off talking about will, but this week, we've kind of moving and changing gears. But here's a question maybe to consider for a moment. Who actually makes sure your wishes are followed when you are no longer here? That job falls to the executor, but the interesting question that follows after that is, how do you choose the right person to do this job? Well, joining us this Tuesday yet again is Anli van Grienen, who is a public relations specialist and estate consultant from McRobert Attorneys, to help break it down and make it make sense to you and I. Anli, welcome back. It's good to have you.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be back.
Anli, I mean, last week when you walked off and you were speaking about wills, I think there's a lot of us that were just going, okay, I need to go do the right thing and go check my will, go write a will for the first time. But something that I've seen growing as a conversation is a conversation about executors. And I think it might be a good place for us to maybe double click into that world and first start with who can be appointed as an executor over my estate. And maybe there's some sort of guidelines of this is what the person should be meeting the criteria before they are an executor.
Yeah, this is a very, very important choice that you have to make. Also, when you draft your will, because that must be stated in your will already, who the executor must be. So, yeah, the executor has to be an adult over the age of 18 years old, and that includes family members. So, if you can appoint a family member, friend, or a professional, like an attorney or an accountant, as your executor. But, however, they must be mentally competent and not insolvent. And they must be living in South Africa. Please, it mustn't be a child that's living in New Zealand or wherever. That's not allowed in South Africa. And it's important that the person is willing and able to accept the responsibility. So you must talk to them about it before so that you know if they accept the responsibility. Because this role can be very, very demanding. Mm. So they must know beforehand. And then if no executor is named in your will, or if the chosen person that you have in your will is unable to act, then the Master of the High Court's office will appoint an executor. So that would also not be what you intended in your will. So you must make sure that in your will, you've already stated who the executor must be.
The question then becomes, okay, I need to know who to choose, but in order for me to know who I'm choosing, I need to know what they're going to need to do. What exactly does an executor do? That you're rightfully saying that this is quite a weighty job for one to be stepping into, and they should know ahead of time.
The executor's responsibilities is to administer your estate in terms of the Administration of Estates Act. So that makes it, you can hear, it's already more intricate, and every man on the street might not be able to do. Yeah. Now, this act is very prescriptive, and it has an extensive list of responsibilities that an executor has to comply with. Now, that includes gathering of estate's assets, paying debts and taxes on behalf of the deceased, and distributing what's left of your estate to the beneficiaries. It's a role that involves dealing with a master's office, with banks, with SARS, and it involves a fair amount of paperwork and administration. Now, anyone agreeing to be an executor should be an organized, trustworthy person, and they must have an understanding of financial and legal matters and have experience in handling deceased estates. I always say that if there's a person that you really don't like in your family, make him your executor, because it's a terrible job to do.
Because it's such a painful job to do. Well, I guess in light of that, the question then becomes, do I go with a family member or do I go with a professional? How do I navigate between the choice of the two?
Because of what we talked about so far, it is very difficult for a family member. But if you choose a family member, the role can become an emotional and time-consuming burden. Because remember, now you've lost a person very close to you. It's emotional, even though you might know before exactly what you must do. When something like that happens, it's like you're blank. So it can be a very time-consuming and a difficult burden to have, especially if there's conflict amongst the heirs. And if your estate exceeds 250,000, it's also getting a much more technical job to do. So I would always say below 250,000, a family member can still manage it in a way, maybe with a little bit of assistance, but over 250,000, it really becomes too difficult. So a professional executive with an experienced estates department that deals with the master's office every day will bring experience and objectivity and legal knowledge that may help to effectively administer the estate without unnecessary delays. Because sometimes you hear about estates that took 3-4 years and the loved ones can't get closure because the estate never gets resolved. So with an experienced professional and an attorney or an accountant that's got a proper estates department, that can be avoided. So, and just everybody always asks about the fees because an executor charges fees. Now, the master's office has a recommended percentage that is the fee that an executor can charge. Now, at currently, it's 3.5% of the value of the estate. Now, in the deceased estates department at McRobert Attorneys, we strive to provide professional and personal assistance to families during this very difficult season following a loved one's passing. Because we acknowledge the transition the family has to face and we are considerate of the individual needs. And that is why we've got a professional deceased estates administrators, but we make sure that they handle the families with love and care, with empathy, not just with, seeing it as a task and business. And of course, when necessary, they will appoint industry experts such as accountants to assist with more intricate estates as well.
Only yet another session of learning so much. I think so many of us are kind of getting to the end of this conversation and going, okay, I've got some work to do. And they can be able to reach out to McRobert's attorneys to be able to find out more details, right?
Yes. And remember also, if a loved one died and you are now the executor and you can't do anything about it, remember you can appoint an agent. So that is basically that you ask an attorney firm like McRobert Attorneys to do the executor, the whole executor, you can call it a big job, the full-time job, that they can resolve the estate for you. So you're welcome to reach out to us. We are available all the time. And as I say, we even give out our cell phone numbers. You can always visit our website as well.
McRobert Attorneys, always here on a Tuesday to help us understand what sometimes feels so daunting and overwhelming. And Andy van Geenen, who's a public relations specialist and estate consultant, is joining us yet again on a Tuesday. And she'll be back soon to help us all the more in this complex journey. So Andy, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
071-364-0376, the number to use with the word executor if you want to get more details on this. And of course, I'll send you all that information.
Come alive to the beat of life with Impact 103.